Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Salawat. So we're doing the broad book on virtues, and we did virtues of various things. We did the virtues of Tilawat of Quran Sharif, we did the virtues of specific ayat of Quran Sharif, then we did recently the virtues of Adhan, and now we're doing the virtues of Salat. And as we explained, that virtues are such a thing that this is a sign of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the kindness from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is, he can tell us, aqimu salah, perform salah. And we have to do it, whether there's virtue in there or there's no virtue, whether we can see any benefit or we can't see any benefit. It's a command of Allah ta'ala, we have to do it. But despite Allah Pa giving us the command, and despite us having to do it without questioning, Allah ta'ala is still making it such by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and some of the ayat of the Quran Sharif, showing us the virtue of these commandments. If you're fulfilling this commandment, this is what I'm giving you in return. This is what I'm willing to give you. So this is out of love and the commandment, and out of the shafqat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that despite us having to do it without any questioning, then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us, making it possible for us to know what reward we are getting for it. So as we explained before, when we doing these actions, we should keep these rewards in mind. Why we keep the rewards in mind? We are weak people. So this reward will actually help us and motivate us to do those good actions. By our nature, we are greedy, but we should divert that greed. Instead of the greed for the dunya, it should be the greed for the akhirat. So first ayat Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought here, قال الله تعالى إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. In Surah Ankabut, Allah Ta'ala says, verily Salat prevents immoral behavior and it prevents evil. So the first benefit that we're seeing is that the Salat, if it is done correctly, it is done properly, fulfilling the etiquettes of Salat, then it has the power to ward off immoral behavior and to ward off evil as far as the person is concerned. The Salat itself will cleanse him, it will clean him, it will make it such that all these evil traits will come out of him, and it will ward off any type of immoral behavior from this person. But the condition is, the Salat must be performed correctly, keeping in mind all the requirements of Salat. First hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أرأيتم لو أن نهرا بباب أحدكم يغتسل منه كل يوم خمس مرات هل يبقى من درنه شيء؟ قالوا لا يبقى من درنه شيء. قال فذلك مثل الصلوات الخمس يمحو الله بهن الخطايا. متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that will any dirt remain on the body of a person who has a river at his doorstep and he baths therein five times a day? So here Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is giving an example, and we explained before that one very effective way of teaching or bringing something to a person's understanding is to giving a mithal. These are known, in fact, in the hadith kitabs you'll get Kitabul Amthal, the chapter on examples. An example is given, but that example will relate to what he's trying to, or what the person is explaining, to make it easier for a person to grasp that concept. So example of something else is given, but that example will be used to explain a certain concept. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is trying to explain to us that the power of cleansing that Salat has, so he's giving this example. What example Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is giving is that will any dirt remain on the body of a person who has a river at his doorstep? So when he comes out of his home, just there, there's a river that is flowing, and this person baths in that river five times a day. Five times a day he takes a bath in that river. Will any dirt remain on this person's body? All the time he's bathing in the river, five times a day he's bathing in the river, coming out of his home, coming into his home, etc. So Sahaba replied that no dirt will remain on his body. No dirt will remain on his body. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that it is the same with the five salah. Allah ta'ala wipes out sins through them. So every time this person is going out of his home, he's bathing, and then he's going. Five times a day he's taking water, taking a bath in this running water. One word we'll hear here in the hadith, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains that this is not just a nahar, but a naharin jari. In other words, it's a river that is flowing. Ulama explain the benefits of flowing water is that generally this flowing water is clean and it's free from dirt. So this type of water he's using, very clean water, free from dirt, and he's washing himself 5 times a day. Like how this person won't remain dirty? Like that, if you perform your salah 5 times a day, you also won't remain dirty. What a beautiful example. And here we're not talking about physical dirt, we're talking about spiritual dirt. In other words, internal dirt, the dirt of the sin, the dirt of the heart, etc. Yesterday one alim came to visit, and he was explaining about his ustad, that what condition Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with. That he was so high, Allah Ta'ala gives certain people this, that as far as their ruhaniyat is concerned, they are so high that they can actually perceive dirt, internal dirt. So he was saying that sometimes he would meet people, he would actually close his eyes when he's meeting people. He won't look at the person's face at all. So speaking about Sheikh Yunus Jaunpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, Sheikh al-Hadith of Saranpur, he was the Khalifa of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria, Rahmatullah Ali. So at times he would meet people, he would close his eyes and people would come and meet him. On one occasion, one person came and met him, his eyes were closed, he didn't see the person's face also. He said, Hajjau, yahan se Hajjau, aapka batin acha nahi hai. He corrected that person immediately. This was his style, not to try and offend anybody or to hurt anybody, but this was his style. He told that person, take your hands away from me, your inside is very, very dirty. His eyes were closed, he wasn't even looking at the person. Internally, you got a lot of sins, in other words, hatred, envy, jealousy, malice, all that, I couldn't take it. And sometimes the buzrugs, they would tell a person, they'll see a person, they'll see, I can see, from your eyes I can see that zina is dripping. Zina is dripping, what it means? That you're not looking, you're not controlling your eyes, you're not taking care of that eyes of yours. And sometimes you tell a person, that I can perceive from your speech, that you've been involved in some ghibat. So these, sometimes Allah Ta'ala blesses pious people, be able to perceive this. Like how we explained of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, that from the wudu water running out of a person, you could actually perceive what sins are getting washed away by that wudu water. So this is not everyone, Allah Ta'ala doesn't bless with this, but certain people are actually blessed. The person, the reason why I'm mentioning this, is we must believe that there is internal sins. We mustn't think that our inside is completely clean. If we go for some heart scan, they can't see any gunas there, so there's no gunas. Those sins are there, and this way of cleaning, one of the ways of cleaning the sins that are there internally is by performing salat. And one short hadith which was almost the same meaning of this hadith, so we won't explain it. An Jabirin radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, mathalu salawatil khamsi kamathali nahrin jarin ghamrin ala babi ahadikum yaghtasilu minhu kulla yawmin khamsa marrat. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the similitude, the example of the 5 salahs is that of an extensively flowing river at your door in which you bath 5 times a day. 5 times a day. So we should believe that when we are going out for salah, we're coming out for salah, we're actually cleaning ourselves, we're auto-veiling ourselves by going to the house of Allah Ta'ala, performing our salah, so long as it's done properly. And then the trick now is after a person baths, he doesn't go and mess himself immediately, put mud on himself, dirty himself, put something that's dirty. He tries to keep himself clean after having a nice bath, clean bath. The person tries to keep himself clean. So like that, after we read our salah, we should have yakin that this Allah Ta'ala has kept us as a cleansing process. Now we should try and keep ourselves clean from sins. We don't go back towards sins, control the eyes, we control the ears, what we're listening to, no ghibat at all, no music, avoiding listening to talk and speech of women. Sometimes you're on the radio and a lady's voice is coming, immediately we should switch it off, avoid listening to these things where there's ladies' voices, etc. Then other thing we should be careful of is this tongue. Don't use this tongue incorrectly. Why pollute it? Allah Ta'ala has given us a cleanser, we cleansed ourselves, and let's control and take care of the tongue so that the tongue is not engaged in any type of ghibat. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.